Coming up on TMS, stuff you really want to know about Taylor Swift.
And there's so much of it. How cute do you look in sweats?
Oh, you want to know? Make sure you bring your hobo attire.
I want to know. The arches fall on eaters.
Denzel wants to be the next 007.
The Late Late Show just got a new dude.
Fitness geek.
Your emails and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
Getting a new hat for the luncheon, Helen?
What luncheon?
Why, Thelma, don't tell me you've forgotten.
Forgotten? Mm-hmm. I wasn't even invited. Why, I haven't been invited anywhere for weeks. What's wrong with me anyway?
What's wrong, Helen? Maybe it's your breath. But new Green Mint mouthwash stops oral bad breath three ways better than antiseptics. One, destroys mouth odor itself. Even from onions, smoking, telltale beverages, not just germs.
My scrub. The Morning Stream.
This is The Morning Stream. Hail Hydra.
Is that movie on Blu-ray yet? What's going on with the freaking Winter Soldier, man?
I don't know. Oh, it comes out today.
Oh, what?
Yep. Today, get your, and it's going to be delivered to me thanks to Amazon same day shipping or first day shipping. Winter Soldier and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. first season.
Nice. Have you seen
lots of bonus crap?
Have you seen that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? Is that new to you?
I have. I love it.
I still haven't watched it.
I've been watching it. Very, very slow mid-season. Picked up about two-thirds of the way through and was a... And like paid off on all of the stuff it set up in the slow times.
Did it have the Hulk in it?
Did not.
Then F off. Because
it had, as far as people from the movies, you get your Nick Fury little cameo. Oh, you get your Kobe Smulders.
Oh, okay. All right.
Maria Hill.
No stranger to television. Okay.
No stranger to television. How I Met Your S.H.I.E.L.D. agent.
Yeah.
And Sif from the Thor movies makes an appearance.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Good that, good that they dug.
And of course, you know, you get your Agent Coulson.
Sure. They dug deep into the B tier of actors. That's good. It's always good. That's fine. No, I want to see
Nobody calls Samuel L. Jackson the B.
Nobody puts him in a Carner. That's great. Hey, it's TMS. Welcome everybody to the Morning Stream. It's Tuesday, September 9th, 2014. It is launch day for two important things, the Winter Soldier and forget about your Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. crap. Destiny, which came out midnight
Destiny,
last night.
I know. That's big announcement today is Destiny and a white PS4.
Yep. And, because Brian said on DTNS yesterday, which, went up, which was really fun. We had a good time. So
that was
disconnect.
A blast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry you missed half the show.
I hate freaking...
That you're in.
I really hate. I hate Google Hangouts. They never work for me the way they're supposed to. I hate them. I don't like them. Make them easier. Hey, Google, make them less resource intense and have them be less fruity because they're just fruity. I don't like them.
Right.
Last time I was on DTNS, I didn't get disconnected, but Tom did. And both of us have screaming pipes. It's not the internet. It's some other weird-ass thing. So...
Yeah.
So come on, put some of that money, put some of your Google Glass money to work,
right?
And fix your streaming thing. Anyway,
yeah,
it's good to be back. It is Destiny Day, and I gotta give some props. A phraseology I don't like to use that often, but I'd like to give some props to the Destiny PS4 preload process. So I pre-ordered it. Not too long ago, maybe 5 days ago. I knew I would do that before the game came out.
Sure.
And part of that was me just waiting long enough to make sure, oh, no major problems. They didn't drop some bomb that, oh, by the way, the game's only half done. You know, some weird thing. So
right.
You want to spend your money and then find out because it's a pretty big hype machine with this.
By the way,
it
doesn't
game.
Save. Every day you're going to have to start over.
Yeah,
again.
That's bad. So I pre-purchased it a few days ago, and the pre-loading began... I don't know how many days ago, whatever it was. I didn't have to do anything. That thing happened overnight.
Just midnight, boom, started working.
Yeah, the preload, the many gigabytes of 14 gig or whatever it is, happened behind the scenes while in standby mode at night.
Oh, love that.
I turned it on yesterday just to check, like, I don't know, 8:30 last night to see how things were going. And when I went to go click into it, it opens this big, beautiful screen that has a big countdown timer. fills my TV and says Destiny will launch in 4 hours, 32 minutes, and some and these seconds are counting down. It was totally rad.
Really?
Yeah. So I thought, well, that's cool, but I'm still fishy here. I don't know if it's going to crash or not work or, you know, who knows until we get there. I was not going to stay up till 1 a.m. and play it, okay? That's
yeah.
That's for crazy yeah. people and in their 20s, and I don't do those things anymore. So
okay, but here, give me... So I've seen the ads for Destiny. I got in too late to try the beta.
Yeah.
This is first-person, open-world, MMO...
Ish.
Quest-based, sci-fi
yes.
kind of thing?
Yes, yes. So you're... Okay. Imagine... Imagine the shooting.
Imagine
the good feeling shooting mechanics of Halo, because this is Bungie, okay. of course. Uh-huh. So it feels very. I think it feels very Halo in that way, and that's a good thing. Imagine that mixed with Borderlands, kind of, in the okay. sense that there's some randomization and there's some definitely randomization of loot drops and stuff like that, and there's quests and storyline stuff you go on. Imagine that kind of mashed with Halo, with a little bit of Diablo thinking in there gotcha. In terms of loot and character progression. And then take, I think, kind of the look and feel of like Mass Effect. Like the universe feels very Mass Effect-y to me.
Oh, cool.
In terms
okay.
of the visual style of it. It's really pretty. And, you know, again, I played a little bit of the beta, so I already had a taste for the gameplay. I already knew I was going to like that. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't going to stay up till midnight to play it, like all my weird friends. So a couple of my Blizzard friends got it
talking
early.
Talking about Unicole.
Yeah. Some of my Blizzard friends got it early. I saw your friends' things on there saying, I already played Destiny, freaking Corey Stockton at 5 a.m. or 5 in the afternoon yesterday. You bastard. Anyway, so I get up this morning early because I'm thinking I'm going to play a little bit early like I used to with the NES in high school. I was like, yeah, I'm going to get up early and play it before I have to go to class, right? Mm. So, and this is our class here. TMS is
right,
our class.
Right, a class.
So I went in there and played a bit, and it just launched no problem. And like, I really am pleased with the seamlessness of the install, the buying, the installing, and the full digital sort of thing. It's very Steam-like, and maybe even a little more elegant than that, because it's you know, it's got a lot of really cool interface stuff. Just, you know, I know this has nothing to do with the game, but I, as a consumer and a person who spent $59, it's nice to be given a nice experience for that. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
At the end of it, right. I played a bit. Totally fun, as usual. I'm only past the little tutorial part because I didn't have a lot of time for the show. That game is great. I have a feeling I'm going to play that thing to the dirt and back. And it's very exciting. So, Brian, another game you should get that you won't play. Go pick
it
up.
Well, here's the deal. I'm ready to give up on Watch Dogs.
Oh, good, because, yeah.
For the same reasons that I gave up on Grand Theft Auto, is that I cannot evade the police for 10 minutes without completely destroying the vehicle that I'm in from every pole, mailbox, human being, fence,
sure.
train track, whatever. That's one of the first quests is like, oh, steal this car, or here's a getaway car. You got to get it to the safe house and avoid the police.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yep.
Destroyed in 60 seconds should be my movie title.
If there is an object in the game with a collision detection, Brian will crash into it.
I will hit it. And it's like, oh, I'm having a blast. I'm changing light signal or stoplights
yeah.
so that the traffic goes and maybe blocks the police. Nope, they're still right on my butt.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm All done right. with that
You're
game.
Done. So, You're out. Okay. Well, this is a little, probably a little bit more. If you like shooters, I mean,
I like shooters.
This is a simple equation. If you like shooters and you like RPG elements, those mm-hmm. are two things I know you like.
I do like those things.
Then I feel like you're in. There's even one of the classes is even kind of roguelike. Its sub abilities is kind of roguish.
I'm in.
Like
I'm so in now. All
stealthy,
right, now
roguey thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I went with the warlock, and I'll be a sunslinger by the time I'm done.
And now I'm trying to decide. You know, since it's already out, I could go and get the disc, or I could totally do the.
Look, if you want to have discs in your life, you go right ahead.
I don't care about discs. I don't like all the storage. I have too little storage in my life.
Just install it. It's great. Unless you're getting collector's editions, there's no real reason anymore to do that. And it's faster, loads faster. You know, you don't have to have a disc in there spinning all the time or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, and I know some of them don't spin. They install once and then just sit there as a key, like a authentication key in your drive. But it's nice. It's also nice. You know what? I have a disc game. Like, I got Diablo 3 on disc because it was a, a review copy from Blizzard. Mm-hmm. So that just sits in the drive, but I don't have to take it out to play Destiny.
To swap out. See, there's a nice thing. No swap out.
Yeah, it's not
probably
my...
faster load times.
Right.
All right.
It's not my Destiny to play Destiny with a disc in it. What? I don't even know. Let's move on. Brian, I'm in the shower this morning, okay? Here's the deal. I'm in the shower, and I'm thinking about all I got to do. I got DTNS later, a new therapy show, new boop show, got this show to do.
You're scrawling a to-do list on the wall with some Selsun Blue. I'm visualizing it right now.
Well, by my own fecal matter, you mean Selsun Blue, then yes. No, that's not true. So I'm in there and I'm just thinking, oh, the Apple thing, we got to cover that. It's going to be crazy. I got me and Veronica and another lady, and we got to just deal with that and figure that out and blah, 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 blah. And it's all good. And I got to get all this other stuff done. And then tonight there's some dinner thing I got to worry about or some wedding deal. I forget what it is. And there's a bunch of crap going on. Mm-hmm. And my wife is in the other room.
My wife.
And she says...
High five.
You cannot hear that and absolutely not know what that is. Like, it's so, right. It's one of those things. Like, my wife just makes you say it. Anyway, exactly. So she's in the other room, and I said to her, she walked through, and she's in, like, sweats because she's getting ready to take the kids somewhere, to school, somewhere, to their education. And she says, I yell out of the shower, I go, hey, you look cute in sweats, is what I said. And she goes, what? And I go, you look cute in sweats. She goes, you have the puke and sweats. I said, yeah, I have the puke and sweats. What does that even mean? I'm in here yakking and sweating.
In the shower. Well, at least you're in the shower.
In the shower. At least there's a drain in here for the pukes part.
Puke and sweats.
Anyway, I just think it's funny when a relationship as old as Kim and I, you know, we've been married now 22 years. 2-2, everybody. That still occasionally a thing can be said that will be taken completely wrong. And they're always funny ones for us. It's never like,
did you
just call me a B word? You know, it's never like that. Always like, did you just say monkey anus? Like, we never know what the word is that's coming out of each other's mouths. And I just share that today because I know there are couples out there who might wonder if it's normal to misunderstand one another. Mm-hmm. And I'm here to tell you. Oh, yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Brian, I want to hear all about this thing you put in here.
Sure. So, interesting article that came out today on the Las Vegas Sun about failed projects in Las Vegas. Some of these are absolutely hilarious.
Well, give me an example. So, like, Quark's Bar would be this, right? Is that the idea?
Quark's Bar is a good example. Okay. A lot of them are casinos, too. Like, here's a casino based on, for example, London. They were going to have, so similar to New York, they're going to have one based on London with Big Ben and a London Eye. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure, you know, there'd be palace guards and basically every stereotype that you can think of from London.
Okay.
Bland food.
Sure. So for
all the dealers that have bad teeth.
Awesome. And so in the way that, say, New York or the Luxor succeeded as a theme casino, these are ones that were either propositioned and failed or never got off
the ground. Never got off the ground. Like, they were, you know, maybe mock-ups were developed for them or whatnot. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because you're slowly starting to see a de-theming of Vegas. A lot of the new properties, SLS just opened. Resorts World is coming, and these names are so damn boring too. SOS.
I don't like any of that. I don't like this shift at all.
No, I don't either. I want cheesy, goofy themes in my Vegas.
Yeah,
that's why I'm still going to gamble at the places that have.
I want Tiny France. I want Big Pyramid.
Right, exactly.
I want that stuff.
I want all of New York jammed into one square city block. Basically.
Yeah, I mean, anyway, so give me some examples. What do we got?
So that's one of them. There was going to be one based on the Titanic. So basically it would look like the Titanic, big cruise ship, and there'd be big casino obviously in there, but then the hotel rooms, the staterooms would be the hotel rooms.
Would it be cracked in half or something? Would that be
No, it would be like the dead Titanic.
Oh, all right. I think it'd be cooler to have David Warner in the middle of it about to die by the crack. Just the animatronic David Warner
and the
going
the architect pacing back and forth in the lounge.
Yeah. Yes, and the captain,
Sidney Bristow's dad,
the captain just being the worst wiener of all time. Like, yes, there are possibilities here. King of the world guy on the tip. Oh, come on, this would be
brilliant. Now in 1992, Gary Goddard wanted to submitted a proposal to build a full scale version of the USS Enterprise downtown to try and pull some people away from the Strip. Like this would be bigger than the Star Trek experience thing at the Hilton. This would be the effing Enterprise, yeah, right in the middle of downtown.
Yeah.
And $150 million got scrapped. It was going to be 1,000 feet long. And the mock-ups of this thing are just beautiful. Like the artist's rendering of what this thing would have looked like is just gorgeous. And holy cow, that would have been a blast.
That would have been so cool.
But what a nightmare as far as like structure. Like to have, you know, all right, you've got a big saucer section floating over this over downtown. You've got a big, you know, a couple nacelles floating over downtown.
See, I'm all sad to hear this. We succeeded with a pyramid, but we couldn't pull that off. Like that's depresses me. That should have happened. That would have been amazing. Oh my gosh. I guess the problem is that is a property that wanes sometimes. So maybe they're worried that, you know, it wouldn't retain constant popularity. But I'd go there every damn time.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that'd be my go to. We need a good sci-fi themed casino down there. I mean, there's a shift where I think we're going to start to see, because of the popularity of so much geek culture. Yeah. Look how popular all the Comic Cons that spring up all over the country are. Look at how popular superhero movies and geek themed movies are. It seems like it's just a matter of time before we do get something that kind of tries to cater to that. And
that is if this other trend slows of, you know, everything needs to be an aria and everything needs to whatever. I mean, those are nice. Don't get me wrong.
Our theme is luxury.
Yeah.
It's elegance.
I don't like that.
So down over by Mandalay Bay, there was also going to be this thing called Parabounce. This was about 4 or 5 years ago this thing got announced. And think of it as three-dimensional bumper cars, right? So you got people strapped to 22-foot helium balloons with floating around in a giant air-filled dome, bouncing off of each other.
I'm in. You don't even have to describe more of that. That sounds amazing. And I don't even like heights. And I would do that.
Right.
Oh, I would totally do that. Are you kidding? I mean, are these gonna be like balloon, like dirigible looking balloons? You have your little basket or something underneath.
Yeah, you're basically dangling from underneath this dirigible balloon looking thing.
Oh, I'm in.
And I don't know how you push yourself around or what the deal is, like how you move back and forth, but that would have been fun. There was one that was scrapped that was going to be based on the moon.
The moon, not the movie. You mean the actual moon.
The actual moon. Yeah, not the...
Oh, good Lord.
Not the Sam Rockwell movie. So, yeah, just imagine the, you know... Because when you think moon, you think wealth. Yeah. You think riches, luck.
Right. All that. Sure.
But that could have been our sci-fi theme. The sci-fi themed casino we wanted. They've also kind of scrapped some other themed ones. Like there was going to be one for the WWF, one based on Playboy magazine, one based on the Addams Family and Beverly Hillbillies. And then there was another hotel casino that's going to be based on Harley Davidson, which was going to have the towers of the hotel were going to look like exhaust pipes sticking out of the ground.
Wow. That's amazing. Yes. But hold on though. Yeah. Beverly Hillbillies one.
Yeah.
What would that be?
I don't know.
There'd be a car ride with the old rickety car. There'd be a granny animatronic greeter. And then there'd be a house that kind of looked like that.
A mansion with a cement pond. You know, it would be, you could kind of see them do something with like a, sections of an existing property that are themed to look like popular television shows of the 60s and 70s, right? Like Addams Family. It seems like it would lend itself to a little horror themed area.
Sure.
But kind of kooky fun horror as opposed to like a Clive Barker, you know, pinhead coming as soon as you pull the arm of that slot machine.
Right.
all the waitresses look like, Clive Barker characters with guts hanging out and whatnot.
I think my favorite part of this is the concept art. Specifically the Star Trek and the Titanic one.
The Titanic one looks like it would be fun, you know?
So much fun. And those stacks would be the hotel bits. Yeah. And I mean, I'm so in on this. And the Star Trek one just gets me excited. Look at that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like sitting out there in water. like fountains around it and stuff. Right, like it right, landed exactly. in the water. Oh, Daryl will love that. He loves it when, when that happens.
But so you look at that Star Trek one and look at the little tiny staircase that gets people in and out of there.
Oh my heck.
So imagine there's a fire on the Enterprise. Oh. That's your way out right there. That little tiny hole.
Oh my gosh, I gotta tweet that one. That's just so neat. This kind of stuff it's too bad because again, we pull off a pyramid, we pull off an Eiffel Tower, and we do all these weird things. I feel like these are just near misses. Like, why not a Star Trek theme thing?
Yeah, that would be fantastic.
I'd spend all my time there, and it would smell like a big, dirty cigarette. It would be just the greatest. It would.
It would be fantastic. Right. You'd have different areas in that place, probably for, like, different planets. You'd have, like, the area where Kirk fought the Gorn.
Yep. Yeah.
And
where would comedians perform? Would it be like 10 Forward? Would it be?
Oh, yes. No, it'd totally be like you'd have a 10 Forward, but then you'd also have the Quarks, you'd have a Quarks bar, that's where that would get moved.
Yeah.
What was the holodeck? I guess it was just called the holodeck, but what was the lounge they had?
This is killing me. I want this so bad. You're right. They did have a lounge.
Let's kickstart it to make this happen, Scott.
Would the beds be hard rectangles with sparkly one blankets and weird pillow that's barely a pillow? That'd be great.
Yep.
We'd have all the Enterprise. You'd have some sort of, all the bridges would be represented.
Sure.
You'd have the computer voice everywhere you went, dude.
Right.
Holy
oh, yeah. The
shit.
The whole pad interface everywhere, pointing to where
the elevators, even the lift.
The lucky goldfish.
Yes.
Machines.
And you'd hit the button to go to level 10 and it would say, and Majel Barrett's voice would come from the grave and say, Level 10, something, something.
Oh, see? And like Yeoman Rand outfits for all the cocktail waitresses. Oh, this could so happen. This could totally happen.
There's still time, guys. There's still time. I'm all into this, like 100%. All five fingers. Let's do this. What does that even mean? What does it mean when I say all five fingers? Is that a whiskey thing? It's a whiskey thing.
It's a whiskey thing.
It's a lager drink. All right.
Let's kickstart this. We're going to make it happen, people.
All right, we're in. Boy, I'm so flustered now with excitement. I barely forgot or remembered how to call Daryl. So let me do that real fast.
Okay. L-Cars. That's what it was, not PAD. L-Cars,
yeah. Well, that was the TNG one, right?
Right. PAD was the things they carried around that had the little L-Cars interface on them.
Yeah, and in the bathrooms on the Enterprise, they would dispense. They had a dispenser for the PADs. Get it? They had a dispenser for the PADs.
Archeneer says that we sound like a couple of potheads.
Well.
Dude, they could totally do that. Like, they could have. And then there'd be a blueberry pie-eating contest.
Frankie's everywhere, man.
My scrawny.
Oh, gosh, Wendy, what are you doing there? It's Stump a Trek Nerd and is brought to you by
Elise's Choice by Rachel M. Stiber. Elise and her best friend Anton grew up in the medieval village of Petherelm, where life, though hard, is good. When a stranger arrives in her village injured and unconscious, Elise is taken in by his handsome face and sweet demeanor. Elise's Choice is available in paperback and ebook format from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Smashwords. Check it out today, and big thanks to Rachel M. Stiber for her support of The Morning Stream.
I agree. Daryl?
Oh, what is Vegas without the over-the-top goofy stuff?
I agree. It's a place you don't want to go.
It's Atlantic City is what it is.
Yeah. I mean,
that Enterprise. Oh,
I know. Does that make you excited? It's so cool. I mean, I would go to Vegas all the time.
Oh, I would stay. I would move there. I would just say, screw life. I am living on the Enterprise.
And have a big back in that rear nacelle thing or whatever. Have a big convention space and do all your Star Trek conventions there.
Oh, yeah.
Ass end of the Enterprise.
You'd have to have it in one of the cargo bays, like when they had all the refugees that they saved from that, like the hillbilly refugees.
And they could have a ramp that goes up to the shuttle bay so you can park cars in there and limos drive in and out of the shuttle bay.
Right.
I've always wanted to bowl in the Enterprise's bowling alley. That would be the best thing ever.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, Joe Piscopo would have like a permanent residence there.
That's right.
He'd have his five own nights a week.
Holodeck.
He could just sit in there telling terrible stand-up jokes.
And there'd be an animatronic Data clapping slowly.
Yeah, just
time.
Going. Just
well, I bet
there.
You probably could get Brent Spiner, too.
See, that's what I almost picture this thing is. Like, you go through halls, and there's giant plate windows, and behind them are, like, half-working holodecks. And the Robin Hood scene from the stupid episode, these references. You could have so much fun and spend so much money.
That would be the place to have it.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, enough dreaming. We can only dream.
Oh, you know, though, they're... Vulcan Alberta, Canada is doing some $2 billion fundraising thing to make it there, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Mm. Well, and again, do you think my reasoning is right that it's just too volatile of a property in terms of popularity? I mean, it does ebb and flow like anything else does.
It was all completely approved, and one guy on some city council or something said, oh, I don't think so, and so they didn't do it.
All right. Well, he's a butthole then, that guy. Yeah.
I'm a Star Wars fan. Make one that looks like Tusken Raider Hudson. We're talking.
Yeah, then we'll talk. And speaking of which, Star Wars. I mean, Disney and Star Wars have a real chance to do some really neat things at their parks or something.
Yeah, you'll never see Disney. You won't see Disney say, "All right, well, let's take the Star Wars thing to Vegas." No. That's no.
But
that area does not even. There's no maps in the Disney Enterprise that contain Las Vegas.
Yeah, but
it's just this big black hole.
But either Land or World, I'm totally cool if you want to prop up a big restaurant in the shape of the Millennium Falcon or something.
Oh, yeah.
Like let's get
anyone could do it right. Yeah. That's exactly what
this
do it
theme
right.
stuff. It's one of the things we're great at is cheese ball shitty theme stuff. Like, that's America, man. Let's get back on to what we know best. Let's make some weird, cheesy attractions. I'm into that. Where's the bearded lady is all I'm really saying. That's the phrase for today. All right, speaking of bearded ladies, Daryl's on the phone, and we're going to talk about a Star Trek trivia question. I meant speaking of Star Trek, not bearded ladies. Daryl is not a bearded lady. He is a bearded man. Daryl, here's your question. In the Next Generation episode, The Drumhead, the warp drive on the Enterprise is sabotaged. Retired Admiral Nora Satie, however you say it, comes on to help in the investigation. Picard and Data show her some video of an explosion of the warp core. Data tells them a part of the drive has collapsed. What part does he say has collapsed? Is it A, the power transfer conduit, B, the dilithium articulate frame, C, the space matrix restoration coil, or D, the antimatter injectors? That's a lot. That's a mouthful of business there. Now, while you consider your options, which are many and fruitful, hold on, I gotta skip ahead here. Here we go. Are you
hungry?
Hungry or
aren't you hungry?
Or are you a
what's a foodie?
Oh, all right, what's a foodie? Okay, I'm gonna get some Daniel food. Hold on, I left it over there. Hang on.
Welcome to Dead Air.
So I had some more ideas from the tadpole. The pool would be like Ryza. Would be like people walking around in togas.
Oh, dude, don't tempt me anymore. That's amazing. All right, I think we should eat the tortellines, salted plantain chips.
Best eaten by 10-6-2014, so we've got about a month before these go bad. Tropical fruit from Ecuador. Plantanos snacks. You don't see these? It's a green and yellow bag. It's the kind of green your grandmother's old kitchen appliances might have been.
How large a bag? Because I'm not seeing it at all.
You don't see this one right here?
No.
Daryl, you have that bag? Maybe I
no.
got something I wasn't supposed to.
I got something that we did not get.
Okay.
I don't see that.
Then how about...
The little injector, Palon Palo Rico.
Oh, I do have that.
Okay, it looks like a little syringe.
Yep.
Oh, that's scary.
But if this was all white, it would look like a doctor would put this up your butt or something.
Mm-hmm. I don't see that.
Oh, you don't have that?
Well, what is this?
White and green hypodermic spaceship.
Yeah, like a little capsule, has a red tip. Just the tip.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing I was talking about yesterday.
Yeah. Let's do that. Ew, did you guys get spoons with goo on them?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I'm gonna say nix on the spoons with goo and the bag that says the little Ziploc bag that says barbecue fish on a stick.
Oh my gosh, it is. That sounds bad. You know, and this is not official packaging. That's kind of my problem.
No, it's not official packaging.
Ew, and it's stuck to the bag in a weird way. Yeah, I'm not eating that.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Pilon Pilo Rico, which is described thusly. Oh, it has no, or does it? Hold on.
Pilon. No, but I could probably tell you on here.
Oh, here it is. Tamarind push candy is what this is. That didn't really help me.
Aren't those a monkey or something?
I don't know. Wasn't she a monkey? Hey, that really brings me back, Daryl. You want to hear that old clip? Is this for fun? This is a little, a little ELR moment from way back in the day. Hold on. Here it is. This wasn't she a monkey? Do I have that still?
Hmm.
Oh, maybe I don't.
So how do you get into this thing? I imagine the...
Does that red thing come off?
That's what I'm thinking.
I'm biting it. It's not coming off.
No.
Turd monkey.
No, that's not it.
Oh. Ugh, that red thing does come off.
Oh, does it? Okay. So it just takes a little work?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
oh, there we go. Okay, yeah, if you slip a... Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Now you know.
You guys know this is like a Play-Doh fun.
It's the fuzzy
factory.
Pumper barbershop. Yeah. That's exactly what this thing is.
I don't dare. Do I dare? Oh, it smells.
Of course we dare.
I don't like how it smells.
It smells like figs.
Okay. All right, I'm just going to lick a little bit. Is that the point? You just lick it?
I don't know. I'm going to push some out. I'm going to push some out and then...
Oh, it's not coming out. I'm pushing hard and it's not coming out.
Ice worm. This is like a treasure trove,
yeah,
dude.
What the heck? I'm pushing hard and it won't come out.
Oh yeah, no kidding. Yeah.
Oh wow.
It's
Oh, you gotta push with all your might to get any of this to come out, but it does come out.
Yeah.
I'm like pushing against my desk.
me too.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, oh, that's I got a little loud. Yeah. No.
Huh.
Not interested in that. I feel like I'm... It's you know what this is? In a dirty car, it's people have drank a lot of pop in their car and it spilled and splashed around a lot. And then it kind of just coagulates at the bottom of your drink holder. And there's like this little thin goo down there that gets hair and stuff. That's what that is.
Yeah, it's really, really sweet. Tamarind.
Yeah, I don't like it. Almost tangy, sweet. Something weird going on there.
Turd monkey.
There you go. Great.
Okay. I don't hate it that much.
Well, you should hate it more.
So I had I had dinner last night with Hammond Chamberlain, the other half of the cast.
What's he doing?
Yeah, said hello to. Yeah, he's got a convention. He's out here in Denver for us, so we met for dinner. Mm. And he wanted me to pass on a hello to you guys. And also, we talked a little bit about the yogurt soda. And I still said, nope, I don't care if it's cold, fresh, right out of the factory, non-spoiled, whatever.
Only I've thing never... left on Earth. Doesn't matter.
Exactly. I'll die. I'll just die. That's all that's left on Earth. Oh, well.
This candy tastes like fluoride treatment.
It does. That, it finishes that like sharpie, that spicy sweetness.
Yeah,
kind of
I don't
thing.
Like yes. it. It's sickly sweet, like the way a dead body would smell after it's been bloating for a month. I don't like that at all. Blah.
Yeah.
By the way, this is an edit of Wendy saying two things.
My scrawny.
Getting a new hat for the.
Whoops. Why that's in there. Okay. Well, then there's enough of that. Daryl, birthday. You got a birthday?
Oh, let's see what we have. We have Jeffrey Combs.
No
He's
way.
60 today.
No he way. Played like 11 people on Deep Space Nine.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, or 9 to be exact.
Oh, I didn't
know did he really play 9 people?
Mm-hmm.
I think you were just throwing a hyperbolous number out
I
there.
I was,
friend.
Yeah. I was going to say it's probably 2 or 3, but...
yeah, I was with you right
I mean,
there.
I know he was the accountant Ferengi. He was the leader of the Wayun, or he was Wayun, the leader of the whatchamacallit group.
And he auditioned for Riker and lost.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Can he walk sideways? That's the question. How does he get on a chair?
Yeah, from around the back. Mm.
Right. he was an Andorian on Enterprise, too.
Well, he's also great in the Reanimator. So he's got that going for him, which is nice.
Yeah, no kidding. Look at all of his. Oh, Brunt, Wayun, Tiron. I don't remember who Tiron was. Wow. So did he just say, anytime you need anything on Star Trek, I'll do it. sign me up for anything.
Basically. Yeah. Yeah. He's either bad B movie horror movies or Star Trek. That's his career.
While he was on Voyager, he was on Enterprise.
Mm-hmm.
Since you can't be Riker, you can be everyone else.
That's true. And he's a really active voice actor now. So does a lot of voice work. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great. Yeah, he was really good in that Transformers Prime show that was on. Which, by the way, fan-freaking-tastic, that animated Transformers thing.
And he's the voice of the leader on Lego Marvel Super Heroes.
Ah, see? The leader, right.
The leader, the big-headed Hulk enemy.
Don't talk to me until MODOK's in your movie. Then I'm interested.
Oh, I so want MODOK to appear in one of these Marvel films.
Or even if it's just in a stinger. Like, if they're going to do the Howard the Duck deal, they may as well put MODOK on there.
Right, exactly.
Anyway, who plays MODOK? I already have a name. You ready?
Oh, hold on a sec. Michael Ironsides would be my suggestion.
That's actually pretty good. I was going to go kick him out of his contract to the Sinister Six or whatever the hell he's going to be in. No more Rhino. Let's get Paul Giamatti in there.
Paul Giamatti as MODOK?
Yeah. It'd be a hell of a MODOK. Give him, you got to put on a little weight or something in his face, but he would be great. I'm rewatching that John Adams. I freaking love that.
He is so good.
Oh my gosh. That is one of the best things ever. I love it. Give me a historical drama. Mm-hmm. It was set in some time that is not here. I am so into that. I don't care what it is. Even if it's a girly show, I'll still watch it.
Well, okay.
All right. Anyway, so Daryl, good deal. Happy birthday to Jeffrey Combs. And
Gary Busey as MODOK would be great, too.
Who?
Gary Busey.
Oh, Busey'd be fantastic. Hey, what are you doing? Nobody cares. Shot me in the face. It'd be fantastic.
I like how you pull out, what's his face, Steve Buscemi instead of Gary Busey.
Oh, yeah, I was doing Buscemi. One of my Busey would be good. I'm thinking of Buscemi.
I'm going to rip your, come over here, Captain America. I'm going to rip your endocrine system right out of your body.
I love him. I love him in ways I can't quite express. Oh, don't plug. Gosh, Scott has got trigger finger.
Celebrity Big Brother out in the UK right now.
Oh, is he?
Yep.
What's he doing on there?
Just, I don't know. Why in the UK? I have absolutely no idea. But
in the UK? Not in the...
In the UK.
In the Utah?
No, in the UK.
Not in the Utah.
All right, Daryl, it's time to answer your question. Enough putting it off, damn it. How do you think this is going to go? We got the power transfer conduit, the dilithium articulation frame, the space matrix restoration coil, or the antimatter injectors. Which one was it?
Well, let's see. It wasn't A, and it wasn't C. So that leaves A and...
No, you said it wasn't A.
Did I say that?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Kind of like when Brian asked me what order the songs were in. I did the same thing to him. Don't worry.
Right.
I'm just going to say what it is. It's the articulation frame.
Ah, well, let's find out if the judges agree with you. Is it the articulation frame? It is the dilithium articulation. Oh, it is articulation frame. Hold on. I pushed the wrong one.
Congratulations.
Oops.
You're a winner.
I hit the wrong one because the name is funny. All right, you got it right. He says this part of the warp core has collapsed, although her investigation, Nora Satie accuses Picard of treason. This is the episode featuring Grumpy Admiral Dude, who was featured prominently in the live TMS Nerdtacular 2014. Here is a clip of Nora Satie flipping out on Picard. Here you go, right here.
How dare you! You who consort with Romulans, invoke my father's name to support your traitorous arguments. It is an offense to everything I hold dear. And to hear those words used to subvert the United Federation of Planets. My father was a great man. His name stands for integrity and principle. You dirty his name when you speak it. He loved the Federation, but you, Captain, corrupt it. You undermine our very way of life. I will expose you for what you are. I've brought down bigger men than you, Picard.
Good Lord.
Wow.
That was a good episode, though.
Yeah.
I remember being always impressed with the... I don't know. There's that old... In fact, it's in this John Adams movie again. But is this old thing where, you know, you need to... everyone deserves a good defense, even the indefensible. And that notion, that idea that, you know, fair play and law should always rule the day and emotional outbursts and stuff shouldn't. And anyway, that was always resonant. It was a good episode. I liked it.
Yep.
I liked it. I loved it. I want more of it. Daryl, you've done well. I screwed that up, though, but you got it. You nailed it. And that means tomorrow I get to try again. Daryl is the Trek Nerd on Twitter. You can find his shows This Week in Trek and the Grumpy Cast on iTunes, wherever podcasts are downloaded. Let's now join Daryl in a little game he'd like to call blank.
Starship or brand of glasses?
Hold on. I got a good theme for that. Here you go. All right. Give it to me.
Swarovski.
Oh.
I've not heard of that ever.
I think those are the crystals, too. Like, that you can get slathered all over everything. I think those are glasses.
All right. You know what? I am going to go with you because I have no freaking idea. Hell, wait, let's ask Wendy.
My scry.
All right. That's
that sounds
it.
Like confirmation.
Her scry.
Swarovski.
I have no idea, but I'll go with you. So we'll say glasses. What do you say, Daryl?
I say that it sounds like it's the USS Swarovski, but it's not. It's glasses.
Such a wiener when he does that.
He juked when he should have jabbed or something like
jived
that.
Jived or something.
Jived.
Jive talking.
Television highlights of the news of yesteryear.
Oh, it's the news.
And it's brought to you by ManiacalIndustries.com, where all your dreams are fulfilled. As long as those dreams are about comfy tees with funny science jokes on them, all with free U.S. shipping. Quick, Scott, name your favorite comic book sidekick again.
Hold on. I got this one. Crypto, the dog.
Hey, great one. Perfect. Excellent.
I hate that one, actually. I don't like any sidekicks. Even Robin.
What about Robin?
Robin sucks. Robin yeah. sucks. Right. I mean, right. Nightwing is cool. Robin is yeah. lame.
You're right.
Yeah, it's all true. Hey, what are we doing here? We got news. Let's do some news. Mm-hmm.
Some news.
Hold on, I screwed that up. All right, there we go. Here we go. California GOP, or GOP, as they like to say.
Who likes to say that?
They don't call themselves that. Welcome to Gops. The 2014 GOP convention. a candidate there in California requests guests dress in, quote, hobo attire for her fundraiser. Hmm. Lynn Compton, straight out of Compton, a California GOP candidate for supervisor seat in the San Luis Obispo County. Always hate that name. By the way,
San Luis Obispo.
Yeah, I hate it. I think they should change it and just turn it into Smallville or something. Just
they
a different
just
name.
Take the first O off, it'd be fine. San Luis Obispo County.
Yeah, Bispo.
Bispo.
Yeah, where'd you guys go? I went to Bispo for the weekend. they're hosting a, quote, hobo stew fundraiser in October, according to the invitation on her campaign website. Though recipes for hobo stew do indeed exist, the invitation also requests the guest dress in hobo attire. The campaign of Karen Ray, a Democrat, an incumbent supervisor and Compton's opponent, blasted the fundraiser. Oh, you don't say. Really? Her opponent took issue.
So those, wow, interesting. What? How could an opponent have anything negative to say?
Maybe I just don't understand how politics work, Brian. But that seems crazy to me. Are you appalled, offended, and outraged by this disgusting lack of compassion for a segment of our country's population, which Lynn Compton is supposedly campaigning to represent? Or do you just hate long run-on sentences? Asked Ray campaign treasurer Kathleen Matsumuya. They emailed this to supporters. That's a long sentence. Anyway, this is according to the Cal Coast News.
Well.
Yeah. You probably shouldn't say hobo attire.
See, no,
this is the GOP's problem. I am all for less political correctness. I do think we're too worried about that these days. But sometimes they seem, anyway, to have no idea, no clue that this isn't, you know, that like, for example, that dressing up maybe in blackface is just funny. They just think it's funny. Oh, that's funny. Mm-hmm. That reminds me of my friend Bill. You know, he was black. It's like that kind of thinking just gets him in trouble every time. So to marginalize in that way. Now, all of that being said, I'm a big fan of I like hobo lore. Like, they have secret powers.
Sure. Well, like the whole markings on the ground indicate a friendly house or, you know.
Mm-hmm. All you need is in your bindle.
Your stick with a bandana tied on the end.
Yep, and if you found one, he could tell you tales of magic and dragons, you know, and they all have secret little powers that they share with only each other. And you know, they travel on purpose. This isn't a lifestyle they want. Like all of that, or that's the lifestyle they do want, rather. All of that is interesting to me from just a nerd perspective.
Sure.
But there are also a lot of really, you know, there's mental illness and homelessness.
Yeah, alcoholism. And
lifelong struggles with many things. And like, why, you know, why do you want to?
Yeah. No, there's the romanticism of hobo lore, and then there are homeless people, and there's a big gap between the two.
Yeah, and really, the one that really truly exists is the homeless people part. I mean, as much as we like to have fun with the other.
Remember when dressing as a hobo, and I mean hobos, where it was like a Halloween costume idea?
Oh, totally.
Like you'd have the ratty hat, and then you'd have the black stubble marks on your face, and
it was one of the standards. You had the devil costume,
right? The clown,
clown, and what else? With something else in there. Superman's always been in there. There's got to be one more. Vampire, you know, the classics. Hobo was definitely in there.
Yeah.
And that might be her argument. I don't know. McDonald's. You know, they got the big arches, right? The big yellow ones.
Sure, big golden arches. That's their thing.
Yeah, they don't look light to me. I'm no expert, but they look like they might weigh something. McDonald's sign has fallen, and it fell on two occupied cars in Oklahoma, where the wind
where the M falls down on the
on the car.
Subaru Legacy.
Subaru Legacy. That's great. Well, here's the deal.
Oh, that thing is huge.
Yeah, it's
big. It was the whole sign. It was like not just the arches, but the whole the whole 1 billion served.
And it's the big kind. It's not the little wiener kind down the street. It's like the big, huge, old school ones.
Holy mackerel.
Weatherford, Oklahoma is the place. And a bad case of fallen arches after... fallen arches. After a large sign fell on the from the building onto two cars. The incident happened at 5:37 p.m. when the sign fell on two cars that were in the drive-thru. One of the drivers was trapped in the car for 15 minutes before being rescued. How about that was uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. It's one of my... I have a phobia of being trapped in a car. There's an episode of Bones where that happens, and it freaked me out. Couldn't deal with it. Even though the rest of Bones is completely ridiculous and unbelievable. That one scene stuck in a car.
Jeez.
Give me a phobia, Brian. What do you got? Give me one. You got one, don't you?
In closed spaces, like really, really tight spaces. Like, you know the... When in Die Hard, when John McClane is walking through the air vents and he doesn't have enough room to turn around, that's my phobia. Ooh. Enclosed in a space where I can only go forward and can't turn around is a big freak out for me.
Well, here's the narration of your version of Shawshank Redemption. Here we go. Brian tried to claw through 5 miles of rotten horse and shit or whatever the hell it is, but he couldn't.
And then he backed up and went back
to his room, put the poster back and laid down and went to sleep. So what was I going to say? I forgot. Oh, you know, one of my phobias, not phobias, but one of the places I just get super anxious is crowds, right? Just can't handle giant crowds. That's why I don't like concerts anymore. It's like that kind of stuff. Comic-Con last weekend was the epitome of this. So many people can't move, packed person to person. Would you say butt to nuts or however you said it?
Butt to nut, yeah.
And what was weird about it is I had none of that anxiety because I was behind a table and I kind of had room back there. Even though there wasn't a ton of room, I had room.
Yeah.
So I didn't
you were in a good position, a good spot to...
My nut touched nobody's butt. That's how that went.
Yeah.
Anyway, these guys are okay.
That's good. I mean, looking at those pictures of the cars crushed by this thing, I'm amazed that that everyone was okay. That is so fortunate. Holy cow.
No kidding. More people in the car, they'd have been in real trouble. Spokesman, by the way, for the Weatherford Police Department said the drive-thru was open and within 2.5 hours after the accident. So, whew, breathe a sigh of relief, America. They reopened the drive-up. Thank goodness.
Mm.
You need your nuggets at 2 a.m.
That's right.
Come on.
Can I get that super-sized, please?
Thanks, buddy. HelloFresh.com, sponsoring the show.
Nothing will fall on you while you eat HelloFresh.
No. Not. I mean, there's no possible way unless you got some bad, a bad load-bearing beam in your house or something.
The load-bearing torso gives out.
Yeah, that one. I'm having a weird visual. Thank you for that. Making cooking fun again. Hey, check them out. Chefs, real chefs, not just me or Brian or some idiot who likes to cook occasionally. Real chefs create delicious recipes. You pick what you like. They send the exact farm fresh ingredients straight to your door. Go to HelloFresh.com. See if they deliver to you. And they will soon if they don't already because big expansion coming. Morning Stream for 50% off for first time customers as always at HelloFresh.com. Check them out today.
If communists have attempted to inject their propaganda into the motion picture, they have failed miserably.
It's Celebrity Poop, and it's brought to... Scott, it's brought to you by...
You're a winner. It's brought to you by Awesome, Stupid, and Mindless Rock, Paper, Scissors Fun. Pete Papercut, a successful and profound pizza delivery guy, heads over to Rich Hotel in London in order to take part in the International Rock, Paper, Scissors Championship. What Pete does not know is that everybody in the hotel is turned into a bloodthirsty, brain-eating zombie. Mm. Challenge zombies in Rock, Paper, Scissors battles in three amazing game modes. Use powerful items like a moon rock for a rock, toilet paper for paper, and a chainsaw for scissors. Beat them, chop their heads, make them explode, and have fun. Rock, Paper, Zombies and Rock, Paper, Zombies Free are now available on Google Play and File Directory or Filder. Download it now.
Denzel Washington, actor, star of stage and screen and television. Seen Elsewhere.
Remember that? Equalizer, too.
Was he? Oh, yeah.
In the upcoming Equalizer movie.
I'm pretty excited about that. I used to love that TV show. Did you
ever
watch that?
Never saw it.
Oh, Brian, it was great. For its time, it felt ahead of its time.
Yeah.
I thought it was.
I heard a lot of people rave about that show. So,
I'm going to see if I can find that St. Elsewhere theme. I have it right here. Check it out. Oh, 80s television. Here we go.
Yeah. Oh, this is St. Elsewhere.
Yeah. Starring the guy who played the voice of Kit. Anyway.
I want lyrics to that one, by the way.
I do too.
Here if is you're not a feeling show. Well, you need a hospital. Maybe you should go to St. Elsewhere.
Somehow the show ended with a weird thing where it may have been a dream. Yeah. What a weird show. I loved it, though.
And then Newhart woke up. Oh, wrong thing.
Wrong thing, yeah. That had David Morse in it, though. I love that guy. Love that actor.
Oh,
anyway,
yeah, David Morse, yeah.
Great show. And that's not the point. The point is Denzel Washington, who was on that show, that's where he got his start, he threw producers a bit of a curveball when they hired... Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm reading this wrong. James Bond producers threw a bit of a curveball when they hired blonde actor Daniel Craig to play the latest incarnation of the 007. But history has shown us that the only actors... What? The only actors really ever seriously considered for the role are white dudes who hail from British Isles. That's true, right? They're all been white dudes.
Yeah.
So check this out. Is it possible that we could one day see perhaps a black American dude playing James Bond? Turns out that might be the case if Denzel Washington gets his wish and he says he would play 007 James Bond in a heartbeat. He wants the role. Brian, what do you do? Where do you stand? I'm more concerned that he's American, less concerned that he's black.
I like my old white British men in James Bond roles. I mean, that's something that...
I'd take Idris Elba.
Oh, really?
He's British.
James Bond?
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you're saying, yeah.
I just want a British guy. That's it. I don't care if he's black or white or Asian or anything.
Right. No, I guess that is the thing, right? I mean, it still has to be...
Because then it's just skin color. Who cares?
British Secret Service. And I don't care about that. That's true.
Yeah. So give me a British black dude. There's plenty of them. Don't have Don Cheadle do it because he's faking that bad accent in those Ocean's 11 movies.
His Cockney Ocean's 11.
Yeah, that ain't him.
Right, Em, what you got for me today? Oh, Q, what you got? You got some new gadgets you want me to try out?
You're better than he is. I'm going to look up a list of British black actors.
It was almost Dick Van Dyke in Mary Poppins is what that was.
Ten.
Hello, Mary.
10 British actors taking Hollywood by storm. This was published just this February. Oh, I didn't know he was. The dude from your Chittawale Edgefor guy.
Yes, a couple people suggested.
I didn't know he was British, but I'd take him.
Edgefor. Yeah.
Totally in. That's great. No problem. Hold on, we're looking through.
Oh, Tay Diggs. Tay Diggs is British?
No, I don't think so. He's good looking, though.
I don't think so, yeah.
He's a handsome man. I'm trying to find another guy. Here he is. Idris Elba. Totally, totally great mm-hmm. Bond. He'd be great. Mm-hmm. These are mostly ladies. I don't know why they're showing me this. Anyway, the point is, if you're going to do that, fine. But I would prefer him to be British. That's all. I like Denzel. I like him in everything.
Sure.
But and don't have him be British. Don't have him act British.
No. Yeah.
That's bad.
Plenty of British options out there. Yeah. Has Daniel Craig said he's not going to
There's talk of this next one being his last, perhaps.
Gotcha. So,
which makes sense. That's about how many they do, right? On average? Mm-hmm.
3 or 4, yeah.
Yeah. Not everyone's Roger Moore, who'd just rather do it his whole life if he could. James Corden. Do you know James Corden?
I do not know James Corden.
I don't either. He's replacing Craig Ferguson as the host of The Late Late Show on CBS. Choosing James Corden on Monday to replace Craig Ferguson as the host of The Late Late Show, CBS seems to be making a statement. The statement is, nothing mattered more than finding a standout talent in for the 12:35 a.m. show. What does that mean? Not the fact that Mr. Corden is a virtual unknown in the United States. Oh, another foreigner.
Well, there you go. Then Craig Ferguson was a foreigner too, so.
And I didn't mean that in the pejorative. It sounded meaner. Really,
great. Another foreigner. Another foreigner taking away our Late Late Show jobs.
Now, I wonder if we can probably find a clip here.
I'm looking at images of this guy. He looks like Andy Richter a little bit.
Yeah, I know. That was my first thought. Like a Richter. Oh, yeah, very mm-hmm. Richter-y.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was when I first brought it up. I was like, oh, there's Richter right there.
Okay, we're I'm looking at all the stuff that he's known for, and I haven't seen Gavin and Stacey. I haven't seen A League of Their Own, One Chance, The Wrong Man's.
Well, here he is on the Graham Norton.
Well, tonight on the show, the star of the Hangover films.
A croissant out of a bin.
British chat shows have the fakest laughter. Have you noticed that?
Right.
I find that really frustrating to listen to.
Oh, good, jolly good. Yes, a little bit more of that laughter. Yes.
Let's see. I'm trying to find one where he's talking. Here we go. Here's this guy.
He's so, you know, he holds himself in a way, and he's so nice and looks you right in the eye, and you just go, oh.
It's all laugh canned. I hate it. Like, I know that Graham Norton show is really popular and stuff.
Right.
The laughter on that show is not
real. He is in front of an audience.
Oh, he is, but I know they're filling it in. I know it.
Oh, I see.
I'm sure of it.
Yeah, little, padding. Yeah.
Someone proved me wrong, but I am sure. I mean, that may as well be an episode of Are You Being Served or something. Like, that's just, I hate that sound. Hate it. All right, moving on. That's it. That's all the celebrity.
That's it. That's all you've got.
There's
yeah.
nothing breaking. I just want to make sure. Sometimes, you know.
No. There might be news tomorrow that we can talk about.
Let me just take a look here. Fallout Boy, nope, don't care. Katy Perry said something, don't care. Favreau, okay, great. Minority Report coming to TV, okay, great. That's it. And Miley Cyrus is topless again, so there's that. Oh, Miley Cyrus. Not nude? TweakedAudio.com sponsoring today's program. Go check them out at TweakedAudio.com. The lifetime warranty will keep you, but it's the noise reduction engineering and the sweet design that'll get you there in the first place. How about the money that you'll save? 33% off with the code STREAM. Brian, let's take a break. And when we come back, we'll get Chin Beard in here. We'll get a little Destiny launch party info and maybe some fitness. I don't know.
Sure. How to be fit at the Destiny launch party.
Drink lots of whatever alcohol is on display.
Bungee juice.
Bungee yes. juice. Right. Bungee juice. That's a great idea for them to make. They should make a line of alcoholic beverages called Bungee Juice.
Bungee Juice.
I like Perfect. It. We'll do that in a minute. Before all that, Brian has music.
Sure. Well, Tom wrote in, said, hello, Mr. Johnson and Mr. Ibbett. Mm. September 9th is my best friend's birthday, and she is wonderful in more ways than I could say. Please delight Jessica with a cover of one of her favorite songs, which is Faithfully by Journey. I won't say I love the show, but I'll keep listening for now.
This is my, by the way, my wife and I's song is Faithfully.
Oh, this is the one you guys first dance at your wedding?
First dance ever. Yeah, long before the wedding even. Just we had a dance and this was it. And so it stuck. It's cheesy, but we love it.
Yeah. But you know, they say that the road is no place for a love affair.
No place
to start a family. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So that's why we stayed off the road. It was fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's funny is the song is nothing, like we have no way to really truly relate to it other than the Faithfully part.
Sure.
The rest of it's about a band dude and a lady who gets left because he's on tour all the time. It's like nothing like our lives, but it's still funny. Anyway.
It doesn't have to be. You know, the first dance song doesn't have to be indicative of your life exactly.
Surely not.
Of course not. or a couple's song. Doesn't have to be exact about them. Yeah. How about a version by Matt the Electrician that he recorded on his 2009 album Animal Boy? I really like the way this one pulls together. It's really, really nice and sweet. And I like everything that Matt the Electrician does. It's got some great stuff, and I love airing him on Coverville. Here is his version of Faithfully. Again, Matt the Electrician.
All right, we'll be back in a minute. Stay tuned.
How we run to the midnight sun. Wheels go round and round, you're on my mind. Restless hearts sleep alone tonight. Sending all my love along the wire. Say that the road ain't no place to start a family. Right down the line, it's been you and me. Loving a music man ain't always what it's supposed to be. Oh, girl, will you stand by me? I'm forever yours. Faithfully. Circus life under the big top world. We all need the clowns to make us smile. Through space and time, always another show. Wondering where I am, lost without you. Being apart ain't easy on this love affair. Two strangers learn to fall in love again. I get the joy of rediscovering you. Oh, girl, will you stand by? Forever yours, faithfully.
Green Mint contains exclusive Chloraquet plus a new mouth sweetener. Two, even mixed with water, Green Mint has 37% more penetrating power. Three, tastes so good, leaves no antiseptic smell. Yes, with Green Mint, there's always a happy ending. Your mouth tastes so minty fresh, you know your breath is safe. Used professionally by over 10,000 dentists, Green Mint stops oral bad breath three ways better.
Please, let's not go into the details.
Hey, Birdum. This is the morning stream. Bye-bye.
Okay. I feel like the Utah lady took over the Birdum lady. I feel bad about that because she was amazing.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah.
She was
I Birdum in Utah. I Birdum.
Remember her?
I Birdum.
Oh, she was so good.
Hey, Birdum, give me a call when you get up there.
Oh, she's loud.
I Birdum.
Wonder what I'm due for the next high Birdum call. It should
I don't
be
know. It's about now, isn't it?
It seems like it's in the fall, yeah, right?
We've been getting close, sure. That's what we always look forward to. The leaves change, the holidays start to begin, and that lady
and the Birdum
calls.
Comes out.
Aww. That's right. Oh, good. All right.
Zert.
Oh, Daryl, shut
the
up.
Birdum's return to San Juan Capistrano.
That's the one. Let's shift gears. Let's move over to a guy that you know and love. Let's see if we can find Bill's little...
Yeah.
No, not that one. There's the one. We're gonna call Bill Duran. You know him. You love him.
Yeah.
He was here all week, but here he is again. Why won't that add him? That's the question. There we go. Here we go. Bill. Bill Doran, as some call him. We don't. I mean, what are we? A bunch of
Bill Doran.
Back hurting. Puke and sweats.
If he was a Star Trek race, he'd be Bill Dorian.
Bill Dorian. Ah, Bill Dorian with the two heads.
Good. That's
hey,
good.
Well, oh, listen to this. That theme can only mean one thing. The guy that was here is now there. He has gone home and he is now fresh from drinking a lot of bungee juice is what we've determined.
The last word I would use to describe me right now would be fresh.
Ah, not fresh. Not so fresh. How did the how'd the launch party go, man?
Holy crap. A lot of people don't know, too. I was like, hey, I'm going to a Destiny launch party. Mm. Like, oh, that sounds cool. I was like, no, I'm going to the one in Seattle.
Yeah, the one you're, I mean.
There could be only one Destiny launch party.
Full disclosure, your wife works for Bungie. Yep. So it makes perfect sense that you would go to the official party, which is so awesome.
And no expense was spared. It was really cool.
Did they bring ice cream? It started to melt. And what else? All the Jurassic Park references are leaving me now. How was it?
EMP, the Experience Music Project and Sci-Fi Museum in Seattle.
Oh, wow.
And they let us just like wander through the museum, which was awesome.
Yeah.
I haven't posted it yet, but I took a selfie of myself with the sword from Highlander. So
all right. Well,
it's going to go on the internet soon.
Did you? I can't wait to see it. So what is that? I hear cool things about that museum. It's pretty neat.
It is. They mostly just bring in cool props and costumes for movies and TV shows and sci-fi stuff, which is, you know, that's my bag.
Yeah,
you know?
That's your jam, really.
Yeah.
Are you convinced more now than ever, all your biases aside, that that game is going to be a monster hit?
Well, I will tell you that what I know, because I only played the game. I played the beta for like 10 minutes before. I was like, oh, I'm good. I'll wait till it comes out.
Yeah.
That Activision, especially, like I said, sparing no expense, just dumping all of their moon-shaped eggs into the Destiny basket.
Mm. I would say.
They're not skimping on anything. They're getting this out to the planet.
Yeah.
With it.
Well, I can tell. So, I mean, I played some this morning, and that's all I've had a chance to do since beta. And the servers were perfectly fine, but I can't speak to last night. I assume things went smoothly, I hope, at midnight.
Yep, we'll see. Britt's upstairs right now getting it all set up so that I can be not productive at all today.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Constantly having that, I should work out today. Or.
I see.
On the couch, try Destiny.
So this would be a fitness-free fitness geek today, is my guess.
Oh, man. I've been a fitness-free fitness geek for the last 10 days.
Did you shave? What you did. You trimmed.
Yeah, I got it. Well, I went to this really swanky party, man. I had to.
That'll look good. Yeah.
I had a 10-day con beard going on. I had to wrangle that back into normalcy.
Yeah. Well, that's good. So what's on your mind then? If no fitness took place and you still got a little, you got the stank of Salt Lake on you still.
Oh, yeah.
Where's your head at? What are you thinking? What's going on? Give us something. Give us some anything really at this point. What do you want to do? What do you want to say?
Today is definitely going to be a, you know, get everything back in order kind of day. I got my coffee, getting energized, then I'll go for my walk, get my burn some calories, and then I'll have breakfast, which is good.
Yeah.
And then,
are you making stuff? Like, tell me about. Okay, so one of the coolest things about your trip out here was just getting some kind of like insider info on, you know, what it takes to start and finish a prop. You have a bunch of ideas brewing. Dragon Con is kind of the mecca for cosplayers. Mm-hmm. And you've got a year between now and then, a little less than a year now, to come up with your next big thing.
Yep.
You also said over the weekend while you were here that Draugr costume is starting to fall apart. It's time to either not retire mostly, it, but, you know.
Mostly the smell.
Yeah, the smell is making us all fall apart. So what is your plan? Do you have an idea yet? Can you share any of that? Can you drop a bomb? No? Maybe?
Brittany and I, we have BlizzCon. That's our next big thing. Mm. And we have 2 months to do that. Brittany already started on her costume while I was away, which is really cool. And so I'm really excited to show that off when there's something to show off. And then I have some plans for my costume. I haven't started on it yet, but I will soon. Mm. So that's the next BlizzCon, next big thing.
Yeah. 60 days we determined is all.
But then, after Dragon Con is when you have all the ideas, all the really, really cool ideas. So I've got more and more ideas for that. And I'm like maritally obligated to make a Destiny costume. So I guess I have to do that.
Maritally obligated.
Yeah. But I'm excited though. And this is what's really, really got me going about the whole Destiny thing is because I haven't played it yet. I'm going to go in fresh. I'm going to play the whole freaking game. Yeah. I'm going to pick my favorite thing from it, and that's what I'll make. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to having an entire year to do all of that and really dial in and really find my favorite stuff and build all that. And I'll document the whole thing and share it with the internet, and it'll be fun.
Because the game does not, as far as I know, feature procedurally generated weapons and gear. Some of the stats are, but the gear itself is very crafted in the game.
Yep.
That seems good for what you do, because then you're going to find a piece that is totally a recognizable thing.
It doesn't,
you know, like Borderlands was hard. You could make kind of a general Borderlands gun.
Yep.
But all of Borderlands guns were generated on the fly from a million different specs, which is why they have billions of guns or whatever.
Well, that's also, too, as I found out, I just made a Borderlands gun a couple weeks ago. Mm. A lot of the pieces would sort of mishmash together, and it would look like I made Swordsplosion. And it would look like Swordsplosion, but it would have a different stock, or it would have a different under-barrel grip or whatever. Mm. And sometimes the geometry for those things would just straight up clip through different parts of the gun.
Yeah.
When you're looking at a 3D model like that, you have to turn it into the real world. You got to make a lot of concessions and changes and stuff.
Yeah.
But you're right, with Destiny, they have a whole bunch of like named weapons that are, I can't remember the word they call it, but they have like names, like the Thorn, which is the spikety looking revolver thing.
Yeah. It's more of a WoW approach, for example, as opposed to, say, like, I don't know, Diablo or something else or Borderlands or whatever.
Beagle's Lava Dredger, which I want to build that someday. That'd be awesome.
Well, I was reminded this morning. I mean, this really is the Destiny show now, but I was reminded this morning while I was creating my character just how detailed and intricate these models are and how good they look up close. And I went with the robot face, the XO, whatever it is. I forgot the name of it. But I, you know, the accent you can put on that thing. I mean, they really did. And the best, you know, the best Richard Attenborough voice I can do, spared no expense.
No expense.
It's insane. Yeah. It looks amazing. So, you know, I cannot wait to see what cosplayers and prop makers like yourself start pumping out for this thing, because it does seem like it's sort of primed for it, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And they were at the event last night. They had a couple of people dressed up in costume. And they were employees.
Oh,
and I think some of them were employees of Bungie. And that gets me excited. When I see people who work there who are embedded in this thing for years, still so excited about the product that they're willing to go out and make a costume and wear it at the launch party, that gets me excited, because they have faith in their product. And they are as excited or more excited about it than other people.
Yeah. You don't always see this, right? You never hear about, all those EA players are still playing Madden 2 years later. It doesn't usually work like that. But
or
companies
dressing
like,
up as their favorite sports person.
Right, exactly. Or even something that's more, you know, I mean, you don't hear people at EA talking about how much internally they're enjoying Dead Space or something.
Right.
But not to say those games aren't good. It's just the culture is maybe a little bit different. It just strikes me that Bungie and Blizzard is like this. and there's surely others, but when they are so excited internally about their own games and they're playing them constantly, in one way, it makes you worry that you're never going to see the damn thing because they're playing it too much. Mm-hmm. But it's always, that to me is a very good sign that you've got a quality product coming out.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
Especially, I mean, my one pal Dave has been at Bungie for 5 years, and 4 years ago, they launched Halo Reach, and then they started this new thing. So he's been doing that for 4 years, building one product, and he's still really, really excited about it, especially, I guess, excited to launch it so he could tell everyone about all the stuff he was working on.
Yeah. Well, now that it's out, I mean, you know, cat's out of the bag. I guess we'll see how...
Yeah, let's make all the things.
How it goes. I just need a bunch of playtime. That's really all I care about at this point.
The thing that personally got me really excited, I posted about this on my personal Facebook page, but 14 years ago, that's when I met my wife and my two very best friends. The four of us were like this core group of college buddies, and we all went to school for computer art, and we all wanted to make video games. And 14 years later, the three of them, I don't work for a video game company, but the other three, they all work at Bungie, and they all launched the biggest game ever last night.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was like, you guys are doing it. You guys are doing what we set out to do, you know, a decade and a half ago. Like, how crazy is that?
Yeah, and time with, you know, a company like Bungie could turn into who knows what in the future. It could mean an amazing long career with Bungie. It could mean eventually, you know, personal products projects turn into their own things, their own companies, their own games. I mean, who knows at this point?
Split off and form a game called, or a company called Chord, you know, like Bungie Chord or something.
See, Chord is a great idea. Yeah. Or a Bungie, hold on, what's another good Bungie?
That'd be great. Bungie Chord.
Bungie, I can't think of anything
Bungie
else.
Rap. Bungie.
Bungie juice.
You're right.
It's coming back.
It's cool. It's just so cool that it's happening, you know, with people that are that I look up to, and people who have been my friends for a very long time. I'm just super proud of them.
Plus, what a cool symbiotic relationship it is for them to be doing what they're doing and you to be doing what you're doing. And that's such a cool connected way to do that, you know?
Yep. Dave was like, so do you know what you're going to make yet? And I was like, oh, I have some ideas. And he's like, well, I'll tell you what to make.
Yeah. Well, as the kid...
By the way, it's going to be guns that I made, because he did a bunch of the guns from Destiny. He's a hard surface modeler. So I was like, all right, just tell me what you want to make, and I will just go make it.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what, because that's what I want to do.
Sure, you want to actually make those.
Yeah.
I would say that this is maybe the coolest thing for anybody to ever be involved with. And as the kids say, I'm jelly of how it's going. but as a player, I'm super stoked to get to, you know, reap the benefits of all this hard work and get to play the damn thing. So that'll be good. Cool. So one last note about fitness here?
Sure.
When you have a 10-day con trip where it's, you know, you're all over the place and it's multiple showings and blah, 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 blah. What do you do other than, all right, well, you're going to take your walk today and get back on your regimen and all that? Is there a reset plan that you have when this kind of run is over and you can get back into your regular routine?
Not really. I mean, I've done it so frequently where I'll go through periods of, like, it's definitely like, well, time to drop a couple pounds because I definitely put a couple on. Mm. And I know what it takes to do that, so I just start doing it. I know what works for me. So what I'll do is, like I said, I'll make sure I work out in the morning before I have my breakfast. That gets my metabolism going to help burn a couple pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Our fridge is bare right now because we've been gone and haven't had any food in there. So I will go shopping today and I'll make sure that this food that I get today is the food that will help me, you know, get back on the horse, as they say. But also... I've just spent 10 days making exceptions to all of my fitness rules. So I've, as far as like exceptions to the rule or whatever, I've played all those cards. I'm not allowed to do that anymore.
So you don't have like a weekly cheat day that you can still do because you just had all your cheat days in like 10 days.
I may still have a cheat day, but it's going to be a really light cheat day. It's like,
Yeah, small cheats. Those are the ones that matter the most.
Maybe some sweet potato French fries with that.
maybe half an order of sweet potato French fries with someone. Yeah.
Well, here's the weird part. You also broke a record today. Do you want to know what that record was?
Oh, yeah. was that?
Most consecutive guest moments on TMS in a row.
Yeah?
Yeah, three days in a row.
That's true.
Yeah.
Huh. Oh, wow.
TMS
yeah,
PM,
no
Monday, a little bit on Monday, and then today.
Yep. Look out, Daryl, coming
yeah
for you.
Okay, yeah. Wow.
The gloves are off.
You got a ways to go. Only about yeah 600 episodes, you'll know, be right there with him.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic.
Well, here, and the other thing too about the whole yeah fitness thing, when you do make an exception to your normal routine, especially for an extended period of time, it's good that it does feel like an exception, you know, because a lot of times we all yo-yo, you know, we go pretty good for a while, pretty bad for a while, pretty good for a while. And if you just keep making sure that those pretty bad for a while things are exceptions, especially if you're traveling, then you're doing okay. And that's how I felt the whole time. I was like, the whole time Kim was like, you guys, you want to eat more? You want to get lunch more? And Kim was really good at making sure everyone's fed.
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't feel bad about that. I was like, sure, that's awesome. I'm not going to say no.
Let's
I'm not
go gonna eat.
A,
yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to not have a second bagel covered in jalapeno cream cheese.
Oh, it was so good. Those were great. So
sounds awesome.
I love that
because
stuff.
Then I'll get home and it'll be, you know, 2 months of me just back on the wagon doing my normal thing.
Well, I was going to say something about that. What was it? I already forgot. Oh, no, I just thought I think it's a healthy thing to have that attitude where you don't, you're not constantly beating yourself up because it can actually lead to worse eating behavior.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, emotional overeating.
Yeah. Instead, look at it for what it is. You know, I'm 10 days on the road. It's going to be hard not to cheat here and there or whatever. And I'm going to be with friends or I'm going to be at a party where there's drinking or I'm going to be whatever. And those calories are going to ramp right up. And you know that it's 10 days and you know what you got to do when you get back. And that's fine. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But I have a tendency, at least I do. I can't speak for everyone else, but I have a tendency to just kick myself in the butt and go, what are you doing? What are you doing? And then, you know, kind of beat myself up over it. And I feel like when I've done that, I'm in more shape. So so there you go. Bill is
be
the
nice
Zen master. That's right. Be nice to yourself.
Yeah.
Take yourself out on a nice date.
Yeah.
Don't expect anything on the first date. Maybe third date, first base, something like that.
Yeah.
It's always fun, Bill, as always. We'll be back on the regular with Bill, obviously today and then next week, I hope. And forever thereafter. Bill awesome Duran, Chinbeard on Twitter, punishprops.com. Anything else?
No, that's it.
All right. Stay out of trouble. Go take a nap. And we will talk to you soon.
Bye, guys.
Bye. See now. You, can't find the hang up. There it is.
Brian, it's a jury-free day.
I know. What are we going to do? What are we going to fill that time with?
Emails.
Sounds good.
They're brought by the to way, you by... Oh, what?
I'll tell you after do the intro here. Right. Emails are brought to you by Simply Testable. They provide one-click, full-site, automated HTML validation, CSS validation, JavaScript static analysis, and broken link checking. Improve your site quality by testing in minutes what would take hours by hand. Get started with a 30-day trial with no credit card required. Visit simplytestable.com/TMS to get 20% off the lifetime of your account. Email John, J-O-N, at simplytestable.com or tweet at simplytestable with feedback to help build the testing tools you need.
Nice.
There you go. So while we were doing all that and all that damn Destiny talk, I guess I got to wait until after TMS to go buy Destiny, right?
Yeah.
Not with the Vita single screen sharing deal.
What?
So I logged into my PlayStation upstairs and bought Destiny.
See, that's all you got to do. You can actually even do that through the iPhone app as well.
Really?
Straight through the there, yeah. And you can chat through there and do voice messages through there as well, which is awesome.
Oh, wow. All right.
Sony's getting their crap together, man. They really are so far this gen. I'm pretty stoked about how this stuff works. And, I'm
awesome.
I'm definitely happy with my purchase.
My what's on tap for me today is finishing up a website for the Oktoberfest that's going to take place in Cary, North Carolina. Go play a little Destiny and watch Apple talk about stuff.
Well, that sounds like a blast. I have to do all of that and then about 10 other things. So I'm pretty excited for my day. Anyway, somehow Engadget has photos already of this new phone. How did they get those?
Oh, really?
Is this true?
Fake.
Some of this might be fake. Well, whatever.
I don't know. Because stuff last time leaked out early and the day of and kind of...
Sometimes that happens. Whatever.
Yeah,
I don't know what to expect today. The phone, the watch thing is interesting to me. So, but yeah, we'll keep an eye out. Watch for DTNS later with me, Veronica Belmont, and the lady's name I can't remember. I can't remember it. Someone else will be there. Anyway, let's get to emails. They're brought. Oh, you already read that.
I already told you, brought them to you.
Hey, Speedy and Brake. I wonder what this is about. Could be about my ticket.
I wonder who's Speedy in this pairing.
Oh, by the way, I paid that ticket online.
Yeah.
$200.
That was the way to go.
$200. Yeah. And I thought that was high, and everyone online saying, no, you got a deal. I'm like, really? A deal? Jeez. It says people pay upwards of $700 or $800 in some states for that same 15 over the limit or 17 over the limit. Anyway, hi, Speedy and Brake. Just wanted to chime in about Scott's cop talk. Anecdote from Wednesday's episode. I've been on a ride-along with my friend who's a police officer in the Salt Lake Valley, and I can guarantee the officer who pulled you over was saying code 4 on his radio. The 5 you heard was probably part of his officer ID number. Dispatch keeps tabs on every current officer on an active call and will radio officer number and code 4 at regular intervals. The officer in question responds in kind to verify they are still on the call and, most importantly, alive and not incapacitated in any way. Love the show, though, especially when I'm in the Utah. Allison. So that's intense.
There you go.
That's all it is. Is it's a, like a, hey, you guys around? Everyone good?
Yep,
okay.
Everybody okay? Code 4.
That's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, I like that. I think it's a good way to do it.
Brandon in San Francisco, the Rice-A-Roni state, or city, I guess. Not a state.
It's a San Francisco treat. It's
kind of a state in a weird way. hey, Scryan and Bot. While I don't have any info on why the people from the north say their O's the way they do, talking about Canada, I would like to clarify the pronunciation. We Americans seem to think that Canadians say a boot, but if you listen to them very carefully, what they are actually saying is a boat. Mm-hmm. Like you'd float in a boat.
Right. And we just exaggerated on this show, like a boat.
Yeah. So how about those leaves, eh? Just my two Canadian cents. What's
they have holes in them?
What's in all a boat? A boat, yo, Brandon.
Oh, what's it? What's it all about, yo?
Oh, there you go. All right, the boat part's throwing me off because he's spelling it that way. Let's see. Hi, Scott and Brian. Says Susan Dixhorn. Discorn Dixhorn. Would you say that
Dix,
anyway?
Dixhorn.
Super Sue is what she goes by.
Sure, let's do that.
What's your power? Go.
Super Sue?
Yeah.
Able to pronounce her name correctly, which is something the rest of us cannot do. I forgot to do this in Stan Lee voice. Able to pronounce her name correctly, which is something that the rest of us can't do, you silly person. Excelsior.
Perfect. Well done. Says, I've been listening to TMS since the beginning, and I've enjoyed every episode. I tend to listen to the podcast while lying in bed. Does she mean not telling the truth in bed or just lying there? I don't know. And most often fall asleep to your soothing voices. Well, that's not good. I don't want to be putting you to sleep. Anyway, I will wake up in the morning feeling cheated because I missed out on much of the podcast, and therefore I listened to the episode again. Okay, well, then we're square again. When you stated that Canadians pronounce out and about as oot and a boot, it gave me I gave my head a shake and thought, maybe Americans just can't hear properly because I couldn't tell the difference between the voice on the video and Scott's pronunciation. Anywho, see the following link for more dialogue about a boot and the issue. And she gave us a link. Her point being, when we say it that way, it doesn't sound wrong to her.
Of course.
Because she's Canadian.
Of course.
So from now on, we're going to talk like Canadians. It's going to be, Brian will say, we're a boot to play a song. And I'll say, oh, sorry about that. And, you know, that's how it'll go. That'll be the show from here on out. Thank you very much.
This episode brought to you by Tim Hortons. Make sure to go to Tim Hortons and check it out.
Check it out, man. there you go. Those are your emails, and we love them. Please keep them coming to themorningstream@gmail.com. That's themorningstream@gmail.com. Once again, you can find the show live every Monday through Thursday at TMS. Or excuse me, at tiny.cc/TMS requests. That's not it. Sorry. Live is frogpants.com/live. Got that all mixed up. Frogpants.com/live is the live link. And that's at 8 a.m. Mountain Time Zone. TMS request link where you can send your request to Brian for music. tiny.cc/TMS requests. And on the web, we are at frogpants.com/TMS. All our info's there. So all the stuff I'm telling you now can be refound there. On Twitter, at MorningStream, at Scott Johnson, at Coverville. All right, Brian.
Okay, Scott.
Let me know what you think about Destiny later. Why don't you play me a song now?
Now? Immediately?
Now.
Immediately.
Immediate.
Yeah, I've been loving all this love I've been getting from Liam O'Brien. Can I just say?
Has he been giving you love?
He's been giving me love on Twitter. Super nice guy.
You give me love. He's the greatest, man. I love Liam.
He's great.
He sends me weird things, though. Like he did the drunk Gandalf the other night.
I heard that, yes.
Yeah, it's really good. Nice. He's awesome.
Dear Scott and Brian, longtime listener, first time requester, 2014 has been a pretty rough year for my family and for me personally. There's been a lot of crazy ups and downs, but I always try to have a good spirit, even when things are at their worst. And when I'm feeling down, there are a few things that can cheer me up, like listening to the Doobie Brothers, even if it's music from before my time. I would love to hear a cover of either Listen to the Music or What a Fool Believes. No special genre or artist requests. I know Brian will make a great selection. My birthday is September 6th, which is a Saturday, but if you could squeeze this request in sometime during the week before or after, that would be great. And I just want to thank Scott and Brian and the entire Frog Pants Network for everything they do. You're all awesome folk, if I may say. Love the show, though, Mike.
He may say. It's fine.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. And
thanks, dude.
Hope things turn around if they're going down, and hopefully this song does it for you, because it did it for me when I was trying to find a good cover of either Listen to the Music or What a Fool Believes. This was the one that made me smile from ear to ear. And give it 24 seconds. If after 24 seconds you don't immediately start grinning like a madman, then I've failed, is what I've done.
You failed as a parent, you failed as a podcast host, and you failed as a white American male.
Exactly. All of those things. Yeah. We played these guys on the show before. They are the Super Doobie Brothers.
Which will
make sense when you start hearing what the song sounds like. This is chiptunes, folks. It's chiptune covers of the Doobie Brothers. Came out in 2011, and they do everything right in this song, as far as like the bridge where there's not as much instrumentation. I don't know. It feels like star level or something. I love this thing. Super Doobie Brothers, Listen to the Music.
All right. We'll play it now. We'll be back tomorrow. No Tom Merrick is out of town, but we will have Nicole, as far as I am aware.
Oh, good.
And much more. So stay tuned for that. Thanks everybody for being here. We'll see you tomorrow.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.
The best tasting pound of wieners you can buy.